A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Hei, Shabbos 105b, top line, pagination, page 210. We have a case here, HaKareya Bachamaso, a person who tears something in his anger, so it seems to be destructive, Va'almeso, or he's tearing because he had a loss of a meso, a family member, someone died, and we tear to illustrate the loss, to tangibly signify something has been torn. V'chol ha-makalkalim piturim. So the Mishnah says, and all similar destructive acts are potur. We're talking about the laws of Shabbos, 39 categories, prohibitions. And we're being told that if you did one of the acts that would seem to be a prohibited activity, but you're doing it for the wrong reasons, in other words, a non-constructive reason, you're not tearing something because you intend to repair it and you need to tear the bad stitch or need to tear around a blemish in the fabric, a problem, a worm ate or something, you have to tear in order to repair, you're tearing in a destructive way, so then it's potter. And potter typically means you're not allowed to do it rabbinically, but it is not the biblical violation. So that's the original statement from the Mishnah, and we're going to see that this Gemara goes back and forth with tremendous strength, like a roller coaster. You're like fully committed to think you understand it, and then you're fully committed to think we're at a loss, back and forth. And I'd like to at least overview the Gemara and appreciate the basic principles. So again, from our Mishnah, it seems that tearing in a destructive way is potter. Let's drop down to the Gemara, which is about the sixth line. V'raminhu, let me ask you a question. HaKareya Bachamaso, a person who tears in his anger, uva avelo, or in his mourning, va'almeso, or because he has to tear because of a person who died, chayiv, it's a biblical violation. Va'afapisha mechalos ha-Shabbos, even though, if you had any doubts, he's saying clearly, you are mechalos Shabbos, yatsa yidei kriya, you fulfilled your rule of obligation to tear. But what you see here is that the tearing definitely is chayiv, a violation. So the Gemara answers in its first attempt, and this attempt is going to run through a theme in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo kasha b'meisti deya b'meista alma. It depends if it's his dead person, or it's a dead person of the world. In other words, if it's his dead person, there's an obligation to rip, so even though ripping is destructive, but that's exactly what we're trying to do something destructive. So then that destructive act, once you apply philosophy to it, it's constructive. But if it's the dead person of the world that's motivating this, so there's no obligation to tear, and therefore it would be destructive and potter, and that would be the case of the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, stage one of our objection, is HaMesuk Tani. Even our Mishnah says that it's his dead person. Mes, Shalo, is contracted into Meso. It's his dead person. If it's his dead person, so then there's an obligation to tear. In both cases, why is one Chai if one is Potter? End of the line. La'olam b'meis didei. Okay. So they're both his dead person, because that's what it says, meso. But it's talking about someone who is not obligatory in avelus. So that you only have the specific people that we sit avelus for, lo aleinu, and those you're obligated to tear. And other people, it could be called meso, it's a very personal loss, but tearing on those people is not a violation from the Torah perspective. Okay, so far, the Gemara seems to have a solution. It could be called meso, and it is still not biblical. beginning of the next line, v'ichacham hu, but if the person who died is a chacham, then the Gemara explains, hakol krovov, everybody is supposed to be tearing on him. And the Gemara answers about four lines later, the beginning of the line, delav chacham hu, we would have to establish the case that this person who died is not a chacham, because if he was a chacham, we'd be back to square one. You would be obligated to tear, and therefore, why would you be potter? The Gemara continues on that same line, v'i adam kosher hu, and if he's a kosher person, a reasonably legitimate, upright person, chiyuv mechayiv, you'd be obligated to tear even on such a person. Answers the Gemara about five lines later, at the end of the line, the lav adam kosher hu. You have to say that the person who died is not an adam kosher. Because if he was an adam kosher, then it would still be constructive, even though it's destructive, but you're acknowledging the loss, and you're supposed to acknowledge the loss. Okay? So, even on meso, that's not an immediate meso, we have to make sure that he's not a chacham, because that would be constructive. We have to make sure he's not even an adam kosher, because that would be constructive. Okay, next line. V'idikai b'shas yitzias neshama, and if he's there when the person dies, chiyuv mechayiv, there's an obligation to tear kriya. And again, even if we don't necessarily, but it's definitely considered constructive because you're really supposed to. Many people don't tear kriya when they're there because we're worried that if we obligate you to tear when you're there, when the person's dying, you might be hesitant to be there while he's dying. And it's a major service to be with a person when they die, to accompany them, to keep them company. So some people purposely tear on the bottom of the garment, not to ruin the garment. They don't tear on the top the way we would by actual avelus. They tear on the bottom. They shouldn't ruin the garment. But there's definitely a principle that if you're there when the person dies, you're supposed to tear kriya. And the Gemara is forced to say, five lines later, the beginning of the line, "Delokai b'shas yitzias neshama, I guess you weren't there when the person was dying." It's almost like the Gemara wanted to teach you the laws, and therefore it goes through all the details of what would be considered constructive tearing, because you're tearing on a loss that's legitimate, obligated to tear, and we're forced to say it must be that it's not an immediate relative and it's not any one of these qualifying people. He's not even an Adam Kasher, a legitimate person, because if he was, tearing would be considered constructive because of its appropriate destructive nature. Okay. Says the Gemara, you wiggled through, you managed to navigate why a person could be tearing a garment on Shabbos, and in one application he's tearing and you're telling me it's a biblical violation because constructive, because he was obligated to tear, and in another case you're telling me he tore and it's not a violation because he's not obligated to tear. Okay. Teinach meso, I understand your discussion regarding a person who died and you're tearing for him. Elachamaso achamaso kasha. But the Mishnah also contradicts the Braisa in that the Mishnah says a person who tears in his anger is potter, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa that says tearing in your anger is chayiv. How do you define halachically tearing in anger? It's destructive, but he wants to make a statement that he's angry, so he rips something in his anger. Is that considered constructive or destructive? Like, put on your thinking cap. Gemara answers, Nami lo kasha. Another variable that could be brought into the mix here is Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds malacha she'en tzricha legufa chayev aleha, a malacha that ends up being constructive, but only for its backwards purpose, Rabbi Yehuda says, is a violation. And Rabbi Shimon says, malacha she'en tzricha legufa, it's a backwards purpose, it's not a violation. Remember the classic case. A person digs a pit, which looks like he's digging a basement. It would be bona construction. But he doesn't want the basement. His entire purpose is because he needs dirt to put on ice or something. So he wants it for the opposite reason than what would be considered normal construction. So there's no such violation as digging in order to get dirt. Maybe it's a muksa violation. It's not one of the 39 categories. But you want to get him on bona because he ended up building a basement, but that wasn't his intent. So here also, a person is ripping the garment. He's not ripping the garment in order to reconstruct it the way a tailor would, and therefore call it one of the 39 categories. He's ripping it for the purpose of destruction. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. You did an act. It is koreya, it's tearing, but it's for a totally different reason. And if you establish the Mishnah and the Braisa as the two opinions, one Rabbi Yehuda who's strict in such cases, one is Rabbi Shimon in lenient in such cases, then you would have resolution. You drop down another four lines. The Gemara says there's a different angle that we could look at, tearing. Misakein hu deka'ovid nachasruach liyitzro. He's fixing something. What is he fixing? He's calming down his anger. He feels that he's expressed himself. Some people talk it out. Some people scream it out. This guy wants to do an act of destruction to make his statement that he's angry. And he's fixing his own personal, internal sensations. He's off balance, and now that he's torn something, he's going to be on balance, is considered constructive. Continues the Gemara on the first wide line, Yiyu be'inecha ka'ovid avodazara. A person who tears things in anger, that's his method of expression? That's avodazara. He's wasting. It's baltashchis. He's destructive. It's like idol worship. He's lost control of himself. It's an awful thing. How can you consider that constructive? It goes against Torah. And the Gemara is forced to say, it's like the sixth wide line, fifth wide line in the middle. Lo tzricha deka'ovid lemirma emsa a'inche beise. When he tears it, on the contrary, it's not fit to calm himself down internally. It's a case where he feels that he has to make a statement of anger against people. Inside, he's calm. But he has to make a statement, a show of anger. Something terrible happened. We find in one case a person broke a vase to put people on a more serious level. So over here, he rips something, but on the contrary, it's an external thing, but it's constructive because he's expressing himself to them and trying to get them to realize that whatever they did was terribly wrong. So he rips it, and suddenly they become more level-headed. But again, how we paskin lahalacha is really like the next step from this Gemara, but first to realize the enormous number of considerations in order to understand a person tearing, is that constructive or destructive? How do you assess it? Yeshikoach, have a great day.